FBI raids Mar-a-Lago. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. An unprecedented raid on the home of a former president. Dozens of FBI agents seizing documents from the Florida residence of former President Trump.
Sources familiar tell Fox News this FBI raid of former President Trump's Palm Beach home is related to the taking of potential classified information from the White House upon leaving office January 20th of last year. The National Archives says there were 15 boxes that contained what it believed to be presidential records, noting they must be preserved.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. Sources also tell Fox News the agents took the boxes without verifying their contents. The former president announced the raid in a statement calling it prosecutorial misconduct and the weaponization of the Justice Department. Mr. Trump was in New York at the time of the raid. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan tells Fox's The Ingram Angle some hard questions need to be asked of Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray.
We had the raid of a former president's home in America. So heck, we deserve answers now.
No comment yet from the Justice Department. The White House says it was not notified in advance of the raid. The Republican National Committee in a statement calls the raid outrageous and an abuse of power. Crowds of Trump supporters gathered outside Mar-a-Lago in a show of support for the former president. Out of COVID isolation, President Biden toured some of the flood-damaged areas of eastern Kentucky Monday, pledging federal assistance.
I promise you. We're staying, the federal government, along with the state and county and the city, we're staying until everybody's back to where they were.
The president also told reporters he expects the climate change and tax bill passed by the Senate on Sunday will help the Democrat candidates in November's midterm elections. The House is expected to vote on that bill by the weekend. Wall Street Monday, the Dow gained 30 points, NASDAQ lost 13, the S&P 500 down 5 points. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Additional life prison terms have been given the men convicted of killing Ahmaud Arbery.
A federal judge sentenced William Bryan to 35 years in prison after a jury found he violated Ahmaud Arbery's civil rights and targeted him because he was black. Bryan joined father Greg McMichael and his son Travis chasing Arbery through their neighborhood. Bryan recorded the murder on his cell phone. In court, Bryan apologized and said he would not have participated if he had known then what he knows now. Arbery's father Marcus said outside of court that apology is too late.
He should have did that day one. Because the mob was laying on the ground dying, and he didn't do nothing to help him, none of them.
The three men have already been convicted at the state level. The McMichaels were sentenced to life in prison without parole. Bryan was sentenced to life with the possibility of parole. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Olivia Newton-John has died. Grammy-winning singer and actress passed away Monday after a 30-year battle against breast cancer. Olivia Newton-John was 73. And there's also Pulitzer Prize-winning author and historian David McCullough has died at the age of 89. And there's an update on Friday's crash that injured actress Anne Heche.
LAPD sources tell TMZ officers got a warrant to obtain blood samples from Anne Heche because they suspect the actress was under the influence of alcohol or drugs at the time of the crash, though test results could take weeks to come back. A police rep tells the New York Post's Page Six the case is being investigated as a misdemeanor hit and run. Heche slammed her Mini Cooper into a garage and a house last Friday, sparking a large fire. She was hospitalized with severe burns but is in stable condition. Heche may have also had a close call with a pedestrian. TMZ says it obtained new surveillance video that shows Heche almost hit a woman walking on the sidewalk, seemingly not even touching her brakes or swerving to avoid the possible collision. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.